Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Court rules that ministries can hire people with the same religious beliefs. This is Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. With me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead to talk about this important decision from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
You know, and we've talked about this issue because we have a case, Zinsky, we're representing Liberty University. A male decided he wanted to be a female and came out as a female, even though he had signed an agreement in alliance with Liberty University's doctrine and mission statement. And so now we've been representing Liberty University in this case. But here's a similar situation that the Ninth Circuit ruled in regards to a Christian homeless shelter with about 150 employees. And so the court ruled that religious organizations have the right, and I would hope so, to hire employees in non-ministerial roles, those employees who align with their religious beliefs.
Well, that only makes sense to do
yes.
that. Because otherwise, the religious Christian ministry organization loses its identity.
Right.
It's identified by its people. And the ministry is identified by its doctrine. And the people need to align with the doctrine at every level. I'll be actually arguing the Liberty University case on behalf of Liberty University at the Court of Appeals on March the 17th. So that argument is coming up pretty soon. Please keep that case in your prayers. It's a case where Jonathan Zinsky filed suit against Liberty University, wanting to change their doctrinal statement. He's represented by the ACLU. The argument comes up March 17, I'll be there to argue the case. This case at Liberty University that we represent has the huge potential to go to the United States Supreme Court, no matter which way the Court of Appeals rules. We just filed in the Liberty University case, this case that we're talking about today, as a supplemental authority. This comes out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a unanimous ruling that the First Amendment Establishment Clause and Free Exercise Clauses entitle religious organizations to hire employees in non-ministerial roles that align with their religious beliefs. Because what happened here is the state of Washington passed a rule that nonprofits can't hire whom they want. And therefore, if they hire people that are only consistent with their doctrinal statement, that violated the Washington state law. So the Yakima Union Gospel Mission, the Christian homeless shelter, filed a lawsuit. It has about 150 employees, and it challenged the Washington state law that limits religious nonprofit ministries in decisions on who they can hire. And fortunately, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals came back unanimously, finding that the law violates the Constitution, siding with the religious ministry.
You know, this is a great decision, but again, it's common sense, common sense. But this gender identity has become a religious push by the other side. They're trying to, in a demonic influence, may I say, that they keep trying to push this, but it's common sense. You know, if you're male, you're male. If you're female, you're female. But you cannot say you're one or the other. And in this case, you have someone who is saying maybe they're not Christian and they want to work at this organization. This Christian organization has a right to say no.
Yeah. And in fact, this particular case, the argument was that churches and religious ministries have autonomy to hire fellow believers for all positions, including IT technicians and other support and administrative roles. It only makes sense. If you have only forward-facing people, people that are facing the public, interacting with the public, that you can say those need to be Christian, but you can't have everyone else Christian, all the other support staff that is behind those forward-facing people that are interacting with the public being non-Christian because you can't make them Christian. That makes no sense because an organization is not just the people that interact with the public. It's the entire staff.
Right. I mean, you may have, for example, a Jewish organization. Well, you're not going to hire anyone who is not Jewish that can't promote and talk about the Jewish religion. Same thing.
Yeah. So the court here, the U.S. District Court below, actually, in this case, or U.S. District Judge, I should say, who authored the ruling in this decision, sitting by designation, stated that the church autonomy doctrine protects religious ministries like Union Gospel from hiring people it believes would undermine, contradict, or disallow its own tenets, principles, and beliefs. Imagine, for example, you have an organization, and say you have, you know, 50 people, but 10 of those people are actually interacting with the public. The other 40 people, they're doing accounting, they're doing other kinds of administrative, they're maybe doing other kinds of matters to make the operation work. So 10 of them, you can say, are Christians, and the other 40, you can't say, are Christians. How would that organization function on a regular basis? It wouldn't.
No.
It wouldn't function as a Christian organization. In fact, what you would have is a lot of tension between the staff, and it would be over the very doctrine that the forward-facing people are meant to actually portray. So there has been this thought, well, you can require people that are the forward-facing people, the people that interact with the public, that have like a ministerial function, kind of like a pastor or a teacher, to be in compliance with your doctrinal statement. But the other people that are not like that, you can't require them to be that way. Well, that makes no sense. This particular case said no, even for support staff, all the way from the people that interact with the public to the other people, like the IT technicians that are very critical. They're interacting with the staff. They're not interacting with the public, but they're interacting and supporting the staff. You can say those people need to be Christian as well. So, you know, it just makes sense, this ruling here. But these kinds of issues, I think, are the tip of the spear for Christian and nonprofit organizations. And this is the reason why this case is so important. It's a great decision. It is the right decision to protect religious autonomy. And the decision actually, I think, bleeds into our Zinsky versus Liberty University case.
I was going to say, this supports our case in Zinsky versus Liberty University. And, you know, there's a gender issue, obviously, in here, but also it's a religious freedom issue. This person is saying he's a Christian, but yet he's you're trying to act like a female. Well, that doesn't align with scripture, and that doesn't align with Liberty University's mission and doctrine.
Yeah, so the case from the Ninth Circuit regarding the gospel mission, the court said, quote, under the church autonomy doctrine, Union Gospel may decline to hire as non-ministerial employees those who do not share its religious beliefs about marriage and sexuality. Washington cannot override the First Amendment church autonomy doctrine. That's a great line. That applies to Liberty University. Liberty University is a Christian university and has a specific doctrinal statement. And the issue is not just whether someone is a Christian versus an atheist or a Christian that's versus somebody who's, say, a Muslim. It's also someone who professes to perhaps be generally in line with your beliefs, but really opposes certain core beliefs. And in this case, Jonathan Zinsky. Jonathan Zinsky says that he attends an affirming, quote-unquote, church. And, however, he believes that he was born in the wrong body, and therefore he wants to identify as a female. Well, that's a very core Christian doctrine with regards to Liberty University. Liberty University's doctrinal statement says that God created us in his image, male and female, and that there's only two sexes, male and female, and that to identify as something other than how God created you is a sin.
There's a sanctification issue here.
Yeah, and so how can Liberty allow somebody like that to continue to work? In this case, he's an IT person or was an IT person. When that individual openly, blatantly, knowingly opposes Liberty University's doctrinal statement.
And he could easily get a job at another university or another secular company. So what is his motivation for wanting to be at Liberty University?
And I think that's the issue here. The motivation of Jonathan Zinsky and the ACLU is to target Liberty University and thus every Christian organization and institution so that the LGBTQ agenda can trump religious freedom. That's the issue in our Liberty University case. Good decision from the Ninth Circuit on the gospel mission case. Continue to pray for our Liberty University case. Arguments coming up on the 17th of March. For more information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.